And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this absolutely beautiful hump day morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. And joining us in studio, as she does the same time every Wednesday, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Good to see you today. And of course, you were telling me about what, you know, you don't that your kid has had to go to distance learning, yes. I guess, with a remote learning, and that you just don't know how parents do it, because it's a lot of work. Like you said, you can't just throw your kid on there and say, here you go, get on the computer and work.
That's right.
It's it takes some time. So,
but it is. My hat's off to every parent and the schools and everybody that's having to deal with this, because it's. It's not an easy transition trying to juggle it all.
No, it is not. But at least we still have the distance learning. I mean, I know it's a remote learning. I know it's a little different, but at least that's available. At least
yes,
we have the technology
exactly.
for that nowadays. So.
Yes, thank goodness.
All right. So let's go ahead and get on with it this morning. Of course, we had the virtual CNN this morning, and let's find out what went on.
Not a bunch, but there are a few activities going on in October, so that's good. It's we're starting
to
see some activity, and I love that. So
some bustling around.
Yeah. Well, first we had Ashley Cole from the Coffeyville Garden Apartments, and I know a lot of people have been looking for some housing options right now, and they actually have some 2-bedroom units available. So you just call Ashley at 251-6517 with the Coffeyville Garden Apartments. Peggy Still with the Baroness Properties. So this Saturday they have a big garage sale for the Midland Theater. It's a fundraiser, but they've got all kinds of gently used items, but they even have some new items too. So it's cash only, and 100% will go to the Midland Theater. It'll be downtown at the headquarters at 115 West 9th Street. I think it starts at 8 a.m. and goes to 3.
And I'll tell you what, Not going to spoil what's coming up, but it's going to be a very busy downtown this Saturday.
Yes. We've got a few things going on, so it's going to be good. Also, Peggy wanted to announce that they're having another Porchology. Did I say that right? Porchology, yes.
Porchology, yes.
Contest. So that first one went off really well, and so they're going to do it again. They're doing another one. Go to their Facebook page for all the details. And, you know, I tell you what, I really love seeing, number one, all the creativity on the porches, but also just all the home improvement projects over the last several months. You know, we've seen homes being renovated. We've seen businesses, you know, getting renovations done, and I love it. So keep it up. Let's make our homes, our business, our yards, our porches, pretty much our town shine. Especially because one thing I have been kind of watching, there has been some movement away from some cities into some smaller communities. And we've even had some people reach out from large cities here saying, hey, we want to move to a small area again. What's going on there? So as much as we can beautify our town and make it welcoming to everybody, let's go. We're there. Speaking of which, also, excuse me, there is a citywide cleanup coming up. So that'll be the 19th to the 25th. And I really would love to hear if there's any groups or businesses or organizations that will be doing any kind of cleanup projects. We would like to kind of get a list of all the different things going on in town during that week, just to showcase, hey, look at all these great groups helping out, getting our town cleaned up. So if you have something going on, let us know at the chamber. We might even be able to find some volunteers for you. I'll probably try to get the word out on that. So that's exciting. Now, the only challenge right now with some of this stuff going on, or at least that we've been getting a lot of calls on, finding contractors is almost impossible right now. You know, we have a lot of great contractors in town, but a lot of them work on big jobs, you know, month-long projects or year-long projects, major stuff.
Commercial projects,
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes, it's mostly commercial. And so it's really hard to find somebody to come and just, hey, I just need to have my porch done, or I need to renovate my bathroom or whatever. I mean, personally, I've been waiting 2 months right now to try to get my bathroom done. All I need to do is have the tub taken out, put it back in, and some tile. And I can't find anybody. It is so. So if you know some contractors out there, tell them to put the word out. Let people know that they do some business on the side. Because I do know that that's a desperate need in our community. We get a lot of calls on it. So Some other things going on. Sunflower Soda Shop has some really cool cookie decorating kits. I did this once with my kid. They have the cookies, they have the sprinkles, they have the frosting all right there. So you get to take it home. Hey, kid, here's a little quick activity we can do just to keep you busy. And so it's pretty fun. And they can do special requests if you want certain colors or shapes as well. They have a little beverage, Nook in the Past, which we've talked about, that's in the back of the shop. Of course, pumpkin is the flavoring that's coming up right now for fall, but they can kind of do all kinds as well. And then they will have this weekend, that we're ready to talk about this weekend, they will have a table set up with a limited menu starting at 11 a.m. this weekend downtown. So what's going on downtown this weekend? Well, it
a
would
lot.
Normally a lot, yes. It would normally be our Adult and Defenders weekend. And of course, they weren't able to have it for two big reasons. And I always want to emphasize this to people because they're like, why are we not doing it? Well, number one, it's been a financially challenging year. So trying to find sponsors was one of the challenges. Also, usually they have big grandstand with everybody watching the reenactments. And you really can't have 70 people stuck together all, you know, together on that.
Right.
So instead, what the museum is doing is they're having the Past Lives On in Coffeyville. And that'll be Friday night till 8 and then Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m. It's down on the plaza. You can go into the museum for only $5. And then they're going to have all these characters from Coffeyville's history, especially the Dalton history, that will be interacting with you in the museum. They'll be down Death Valley. In the chamber office, we'll have our offices open. You can come get an icy.
Woo!
Yes, maybe even see Omar Knedlik, who was the founder, the inventor of those. But yeah, you come downtown. There'll be movie nights on Friday and Saturday. Friday night will be Rudy. And actually, I don't know if you knew this, but they are doing that in honor of Deb.
Right. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I think.
Oh,
yeah, Rudy was last week,
Rudy
I think.
Last,
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off was one of Deb's favorite movies.
Yes,
so yeah,
yes.
So
Ferris Bueller. Thank you.
It's such a great movie though. I love that movie.
I know.
And of course, my favorite line in it's where he's running through the house. He goes, "No, don't get up. Smells delicious. Dinner's ready." And like, who's that?
So
yeah, where he just runs through the house. That's one of my favorite scenes in that entire movie. So yeah, it's a great movie. She had great taste, that's for sure.
So you got the movie night both nights. You got all the characters downtown. Also on Saturday, they're going to have the Dancing Eagles perform. It's an Indian troupe. And then, of course, the garage sale is going to be downtown. Farmers Market's going to be down in that parking lot behind Lanning's and area. So lots of activities going on in town. And it should be, I'm knock on wood, I think, beautiful weather, I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's let's see. Let me grab this real quick.
Yeah, what does it say for this weekend?
We're looking at a high of 72 on Tuesday. You can, on Saturday, cannot beat that. That's perfect temperature.
I love
However, on Saturday night, we may need to watch out a little bit. They're talking about maybe a 40% chance of some thunderstorms. So hopefully those will hold off to like Sunday morning or something like that. So
now that
or at least,
should be good.
Or at least late
right.
Saturday night.
Let's keep it after the dinner, after the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because I definitely want to go to the movie.
Yeah. So that's going on this weekend. I'm excited about that. Something else that's coming up this month, a Cedar Bluff Camp is going to have a spook trail. They're going to have four different nights. It's $8 per person, so that you can do it on October 23rd or 24th, Friday, Saturday, or the following weekend on the 30th or 31st. And so the rides go through this, like I said, it's a spook trail, kind of a little jumping out at you,
right.
You know, get a little scariness going on. 7:30 is when it starts each night, so a nice little fun thing to bring the kiddos out to.
And as we start the Halloween season.
Halloween season is coming. I know. In fact, I think I'm pretty sure our office is going to dress up this year. We don't normally do, but it's just one of those things that, like, right now everybody's wanting traditions. They're wanting something to do exciting. And if you can't get out to a big event, then at least you can go do some small things and have some fun. So.
Exactly. I like the Halloween season because of I have so many Halloween specials on DVD and stuff like that I only watch one time a year. And man, we pull all those. We pull Charlie Brown out. We pull Garfield out. We pull Monster House out, which I think is another good one. I think it's kind of become a classic, and my kids enjoy watching those. So
many good ones.
So when they're here, man, we tear through those in the weekend. So
I love this season. So. Speaking of, we are having the Spooktacular event, and that is going to be on Monday the 26th. And as I mentioned before, you know, we are trying to do some things a little different. So make sure you spread the word on this. Number one, we're having families try to follow a route. You can join anywhere on the route you want to, but you just have to follow the same directions. Kind of like at Walmart, you know, you follow the signs.
Right.
You know, so that way everybody's flowing the same way and we don't have massive crowds all
Together. Yeah, basically bumping into each other and
right,
all that. This way, kind of keep it all going, kind of like a one-way street. So
exactly. It's going to be so one big one-way,
we know one-way streets here in downtown. We got, you know, 8th Street going one way, 9th the other way.
Yeah,
so basically, think of it that way.
Think of it that way. Just follow that route. The streets are going to be closed off, and so that way families don't have to worry about cars coming through, so you can, you know, zigzag back and forth on both sides of the streets. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to ask kiddos, hey, when you're in line, just step 6 feet away from the people in front of you. Everybody handing out is going to have gloves and masks. And I even have a few businesses that are, I think they call them like witch's hands, but they're like those little plastic things that you can, that have an extension on them.
Oh, so okay.
They can take their candy and hand it to the kiddos even from a distance.
There we go.
So we're going to make it safe. But yes, we're going to still have it. We are still looking for some people that want to hand out candy and put up a table. So if your group or club, organization, business, whoever, we need a few more. We don't have quite enough yet. And we're also looking for donations of candy. So if you can't have a table, but you want to help support the cause, then bring a few bags down to the chamber office and we'll be using that. And that way kiddos have plenty of candy to get.
There we go.
Watch our Facebook for more information and guidelines that we're going to be sharing. So a few months ago, I talked about this. I want to bring it up one last time because we still have a few bottles. We have hand sanitizer that we were selling at the time when there was no sanitizer to be found. And so they were bottled in distilleries. So they're a little bit more liquidy. Kind of have a little bit of a smell to them.
Right.
So they're not very popular, but I have them and I'm trying to give them away. We were selling them for $17. Right now, it's a steal, $5, and you get a big old liter. And we've used them in our office and just added some kind of scent to them, added some drops of some essential oil or something. And then if you put them in a certain, like a spray bottle, then you can spray your hand and it doesn't come out too liquidy. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like yeah, you that, guys kind of have a little bit of a liquidy one
yeah,
too.
Yeah. We got that. We got this one. I don't. Yeah. It's pretty liquidy as well. So
they're kind of some of the ones that were out for a while are that way. But anyway, I have some $5 super cheap. Come and see me if you want one. Want to give a shout out to one of our local businesses, Simply Southern. You know, one of the things that I really love seeing is when local businesses support each other. Because when you're a small business owner, you know, you really need all the support you can get. And when they help each other out, it really goes full circle. And so right now, they're doing a special all month of October. If you go to any business in town, a small business, and bring that receipt to Simply Southern and show that you're supporting some other small business, they'll give you 10% off. So that's kind of cool. I thought that was nice to see that our businesses are helping each other out. So, as I mentioned before, this is the last virtual. Next week we get to do in person CNN. Yay! We're going to be at Isham's Hardware.
Very nice.
So get to
very
hear
nice.
All the good old fashion stories from the ladies. Love going in there. So if you want to join us again, it'll be next week at Isham's. We start at 8 o'clock. Just grabbing a drink and snacks or whatever. And then usually by 8:15, we start making announcements. So that's where we'll be next week. And then the last, I'm trying to make sure I didn't miss anything else. I feel like there's something else going on in. Nope, I guess that's all, I guess, for October. But we do have some things coming up in the fall. We're going to have a holiday open house again, and that's always fun to do a lot of shopping. We're going to do a Christmas bucks giveaway. And we're going to do it like we did the bounce back this summer. It was basically you spend $50, you get $10.
Bounce back's bucks,
yes.
Basically. Yeah,
it
there we
was
go.
Awesome. We gave away $5,000. And it was so popular that we wanted to do it again during Christmas.
Oh, that's going to be the best time to do it then. Yes, that's going to help out a lot of people. And
that way there's no like, what are the chances of me getting that $1,000 one? It was very slim and people kind of got discouraged. So not everybody's a winner. You get some money.
Yeah, exactly.
And spend it right back during Christmas. We are looking for a sponsor, though, because that $5,000 goes really quick. So we want to try to get another sponsor or two to help us out with that. So if your business or group is interested in donating to that project, let me know. Then the last little final thought I have was, you know, we just talked about some schools having to close, and we've seen an increase in cases. I know that's been in the news the last couple of days. It's just that our area has seen more and more cases. I do want to say, though, we continue to see huge division between those that are concerned with COVID, those that are not concerned, and maybe those that are in the middle. What I do know is that no matter what end you're on, it's still causing some stress. Like, I feel like we're way better than we were a few months ago. Things are kind of getting back to normal and we're having a life again. But there's still a lot of an anxiety and stress going on. And so we're going to do a workshop on the 22nd, October 22nd. It is motivation in the workplace, but specifically as it relates to the pandemic and how this year has gone, because we all need a little extra motivation to kind of keep us going in our jobs and just how to deal with stress and anxiety and everything. So if you want to come to the workshop, let me know. It is free for chamber members, and it's just a very small fee for our non-members. So give me a call and we'll help you kind of get that smile back.
Absolutely. So and speaking of calling, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can call the chamber, and that is an easy number, 251-2550. Of course, you can get on social media and message us, get on our website and email, or of course come in, especially this weekend, come in and see us while you're downtown and grab an IC and then chat with us about what's going on.
Absolutely. So get on down there. You can get an IC, you can get some hand sanitizer, and be good to go. So you can pick up a little
donate
bit of everything.
Candy.
Exactly.
You know,
just do it all. So
just do it all.
All right. So. Well, Candy, I thank you so much for coming in today. And we appreciate it. We'll see you again next Wednesday after the face-to-face.
That's
CNN.
Right. That's right.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.